We stand for the reading of the Good News, the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel appointed for the transfiguration of our Lord Jesus Christ is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 17th chapter, verses 1 through 9. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John his brother and led him up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. And his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make 3 tents here, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He was still speaking then, when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise, and have no fear. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to stand in awe and in perplexity at the glorious transfiguration of our Lord Jesus Christ, as he changed in a way the 3 disciples have never, ever seen him before. Help us to have the same mountaintop experience they had with Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. Not to fear, but to trust in Jesus as our Savior and Messiah, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Now may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my Redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation this morning is taken from the Gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 17th chapter, with special attention to the following words. And Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good that we are here. This is the Word of God. Your brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life. Lord, it is good that we are here. There's no question about the fact that it felt very good for the 3 disciples, Peter, James, and John, to be there at the top of the mountain. Not only with Jesus, as he changed in a way they had never changed before, but also the prophets, Moses and Elijah, literally coming back from the dead. Yes, Lord, it is good that we are here. How good, Lord, to be here, your beauty to behold, where Moses and Elijah stood, your messengers of old. The words of Peter himself in our text for today, Lord, it is good that we are here. In other words, it feels very good to be here at the top of the mountain, because that's precisely what happened to them, what they experienced on Mount Hermon, over 9,000 feet high. We're told in our text for today that after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. In the Gospel of Luke, we're told that the three of them thought that they were going up there with Jesus only to pray, not to experience what they would later with Jesus suddenly changing before their very eyes, but only to pray. As a matter of fact, Jesus did this repeatedly throughout his 3-year public ministry, to go up to the mountain to pray by himself, getting away from the people, his own disciples, in order to have time to talk with his heavenly Father. As a matter of fact, all of this happened right after Jesus said to his disciples in Caesarea Philippi that he was going to get ready to suffer and die on the cross on Mount Calvary. In the verses preceding our text for today, chapter 16, verse 21, Jesus told them exactly what was going to happen to him, his suffering and death on the cross. He must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed, and on the third day, be raised to life. But the disciples didn't want to hear about that. The disciples wanted to hear about Jesus becoming their new king of the Jews. They wanted Jesus to become their bread king, one who would provide for them and the Jewish people, one who would free them from the abuse of the scribes and the Pharisees, the elders of the people, the teachers of the law, with their rabbinical laws and traditions. As a matter of fact, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 22, Peter actually took Jesus aside and he rebuked him, saying, "Never, Lord, this shall never happen to you." And yet Peter could not stop it. Jesus had to become the Lamb of God that take away the sins of the world. There was no other way to save the world from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil. And this was weighing heavily on Jesus as the Son of Man, knowing that he had to suffer and die on the cross in agony, in anguish, for the sins of the whole world. So Jesus really needed time to pray to his Father in heaven, as he takes the three disciples, Peter and James and John, up a high mountain by themselves. Remember, the same three disciples that went with Jesus into the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus finally got down on his knees and he said, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup of suffering pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done." And yet, when they finally got up to the top of the mountain, suddenly Jesus changed in a way they had never seen him before. Not only that, but imagine the sudden appearance of Moses and Elijah coming literally back from the dead. And yet here they were in their majestic presence. According to the Gospel of Luke, they both appeared in glorious splendor, talking with Jesus. They spoke about his departure, which Jesus was about to bring fulfillment in Jerusalem. In other words, they both spoke about Jesus' imminent and triumphant entry into the city of Jerusalem as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, with the crowd shouting at the top of their lungs, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. And then listen to what it says next. We're told in our text that Jesus' face shone like the sun. Imagine that for just a moment. Shone like the sun. And his clothes became as white as the light. In the Gospel of Mark, we read that Jesus' clothes became radiant, intensely white, as no one on earth could bleach them. In the Gospel of Luke, it reads that the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became as bright as a light of flashing. And then, even though they were very sleepy, suddenly Peter and the other disciples became fully awake as they saw Jesus suddenly talking with Moses and Elijah. Peter got so excited. He was so overwhelmed with joy and happiness with all of it that he suddenly said to Jesus, Lord, it is good that we are here. Not only that, Jesus, but if you wish, I will make three tents, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah. In other words, temporary tents or structures to prolong their visit with Moses as the lawgiver and Elijah as the prophet and Jesus as the promised Messiah. But unfortunately, according to the Gospel of Luke chapter 9 verse 33, Peter did not know what he was saying. Interesting, isn't it? He had no clue of what he was saying or what he was talking about. And as Peter was talking to the three of them, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed all of them. And a voice came from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." As a matter of fact, when the disciples heard the voice from heaven, they fell on their faces and were terrified. Can you imagine when you're up at the mountain and suddenly Jesus changes? He changes completely. And then here comes Moses and Elijah. And then this powerful voice from heaven, the voice of God the Father, it must have been incredible, amazing, awesome, whatever else we want to describe it. And then Jesus came and touched them and said, "Rise and have no fear." And when the disciples lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus alone. In the Gospel of Mark, we read chapter 9, verse 8, suddenly when they looked around, they saw no one but only Jesus. Moses and Elijah suddenly disappeared. They were gone, nowhere to be seen. And finally, as they were coming down the mountain, what does Jesus say to his disciples? "Tell no one about this vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead." Again, Jesus also did this frequently throughout his 3-year public ministry. Don't tell anyone about my miracles. And why did he do that? So that the miracles wouldn't be given the attention that really should be given to Jesus as the Messiah, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Jesus wanted them to focus on Him as the Messiah who would become the one who would suffer and die for them on the cross and not the miracles. Now what about us again? What about you and me as we listen to this amazing story of Jesus' transfiguration? What do we learn from it? First of all, we learn that the transfiguration is indeed a revelation of the glory of Jesus in all of His splendor and majesty. Secondly, a wonderful experience for the three disciples who were very discouraged and afraid. Our text says they were terrified. And finally, again, a reminder, not only to the disciples, but us today, of the imminent suffering and death of Jesus on the cross as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And that is also true of us today, isn't that right? We also need to be reminded today of Jesus' glory, majesty, and splendor as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Not only that, but reminded that we need not be afraid either as we entrust ourselves into the hands of Jesus as our Savior. Yes, we can always depend on Jesus as He responds to us with His love, mercy, kindness, and compassion. This is especially true today as we once again experience Jesus' glory, splendor, and majesty in the Holy Sacrament, as we receive the true body and the true blood of Jesus for the forgiveness of all of our sins, and the promise of the gift of eternal life through faith in Him as our Savior. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit, that you and I may also have the same mountaintop experience the disciples had with Jesus and Moses and Elijah. Yes, Lord, it is good that we are here. And then the words of Jesus, have no fear. And the words of the Great Commission, I will be with you always, even to the end of the world. May our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day. How good, Lord, to be here. Yet we may not remain, but since you bid us leave the mount, come with us to the plain. God bless you on this special day as we celebrate Jesus' transfiguration and as we prepare ourselves with Ash Wednesday, the long journey of Jesus' passion until we get to Holy Week and then Easter Sunday morning. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.